You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We will get to the other headlines of the day in a bit. But we begin today with reporting that the NBA players have decided to resume their season. But today's games will not be played, as every team in the playoffs will have sat out at least one scheduled game. Wilbon, your thoughts on the players' decision to resume the playoffs?
Tony, I don't want to say I think it's the right decision. It is certainly the decision I agree with. I am of a mindset and a strong one that you don't give up your platform. And it's interesting. Look, I say that knowing that people are at wit's end and they're trying to figure out, okay, you're telling me what not to do, but what can we do? What should we do? Because whatever we've done to this point has not been enough because we keep getting the same result month after month after month after month. What should we do? And just in talking to players that are closer, former players and coaches and executives closer to my age, people I've known in some cases all my professional life, they tended to agree with me more that you don't give up your platform. I mean, the reason people are paying attention is because you've got the threat of the leverage. Sometimes the threat of the leverage is greater than the use of the leverage. You have this threat out there, and people worldwide, we're about to examine how many players and leagues and all these things have said, wait a minute, we're not playing either. So the NBA players have done the right thing by saying, stop. We are screaming as loudly as we can, stop and examine this, and we're going to put this off. But the decision to play, Tony, is very important because that keeps the attention trained on their focus and their energies and their idealism, all of which I applaud, but I think they need to play.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to yesterday for a second and talk about the Milwaukee Bucks who started this whole thing, because I think it bears talking about a little bit more than we did, just that group of people. I understood why they would be the first group to say, we're not going to play because Kenosha, Wisconsin is in their home state. But that seemed very spur of the moment to me, and I say that because the Orlando players came out to play. So this was not league-wide. This was the Milwaukee Bucks. And they didn't just say, we're not going to play. What they did was they held a phone call with the attorney general of the state of Wisconsin. And they tried to find out, can the police officer who shot Jacob, can he be prosecuted immediately? And then they said, we want to get the state legislature back because we are very concerned with what's going on here. So they went through the system. I applaud that. They had a specific goal in mind, and they did it, and I thought it was enormously effective. I did.
Tony, I agree with you. And just they also have worked with their owner, who they know is connected. I mean, in every political way, with law enforcement officials, local and statewide. And I think, again, this was smart. You're right. And the use of it, the use of the leverage. And they didn't just, you're right, they didn't just leave the locker room and say we're going back home to pout.
No,
they were trying to get something immediate done, Tony, and I applaud
them
too.
That's very important.
Absolutely. And the Bucks do deserve
yesterday,
that credit. You're right.
We talked about the long play yesterday, and you said you weren't sure of the long play. And I've thought of the long play. And I think it's politics. I think it's registering to vote and voting. Yep. And not just voting in the presidential election, because that's not nearly as meaningful as going up and down the ballot and your local elections and identifying candidates that you think articulate your point of view and then seeing if they can get anything done. There was one other thing that I wanted to say yesterday and I didn't. I see, as you do as well, there are lots of signs in my neighborhood. People like to put signs out. I am not a sign person. So I'm okay with other people doing it, but I have not been a sign person. Every day when I walk my dog, I go around the corner and I pass by a house, a black family's house. And in the front window is a hand-lettered sign. And it says, "Stop killing us." And I gasp, Mike. Every time I pass it, I gasp.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony, I'm glad to hear you tell that story. And I don't know that I don't gasp anymore. I just sort of stew. And I think that this is what we saw from young athletes. And when I say young, I mean people a lot half our ages. This is what we saw. We saw them joining this process of stewing and of being so frustrated and so dismayed and so disconsolate. You don't know what to do. And again, this goes back to something I said during the aftermath of George Floyd. You got to hear me. You've got to hear me. And this is what now you have all these teams saying, and most of them in this bubble. And whether people are going to hear them or not, Tony, I don't know. Just because you demand people hear you doesn't mean they hear you. And this is the frustration that they're learning that previous generations of protesters had learned. And so, you know, you hope that at some point the insistence of hear me leads to someone hearing you. But a boycott doesn't guarantee that, Tony. Protest doesn't guarantee it. Signs in the window don't guarantee it. This fight, this is a long, hard fight. I was almost going to use the word war. I don't want to use that, but it's a fight. And it continues. It does. Athletes and teams in other sports are also choosing to not play. WNBA players did not play last night. Baseball postponed three games last night and more today. Five of last night's six MLS games were postponed. A slew of NFL teams canceled practices today. The NHL put off tonight's playoff games, and Naomi Osaka chose to not play her semifinal match today, leading both tennis tours, both of them, to pause until tomorrow. Tom, what's your reaction to so many teams, players, and leagues following the Bucks' lead?
So I'm going to tell you that I was quite surprised, and I'm going to give you a very specific moment last night of being surprised. I was watching the Nats and the Phillies for a while, and then it got near the top of an hour, and maybe it was 7 and maybe it was 8. I don't know. But I thought, okay, let me get on to a sports center because I want to know what is the latest reporting on the NBA. That's what I want to know. So I turn on ESPN, and they've got a baseball game on. So I take the clicker, I go one up, and there's a WNBA game. But it's not on. And I'm watching these women, and they're standing together. And some are hugging, and all are talking, and one is speaking. And I go, whoa, what is going on here? And they talk about the role of black women in the culture. And they say, we're not playing tonight. I stayed on that for about 20 minutes because I was surprised and I was also impressed. You and I, look, I think it's good that people are going back to work at their professions. Just like you and I, we are at work at our profession. But something happened yesterday and something is happening today that is different, that I am more optimistic about than I believe you are. That power is being shown, that this is a jolt to the system. And that was my reaction yesterday.
And Tony, again, I'm glad that you have had that reaction. I just wonder how many jolts to the system can we take? We had one in late May with George Floyd. We got another one. I've had jolts to the system. People in that background behind me that you see in Chicago, where I am right now, Laquan McDonald shot, I mean, 15 shots. 15.
But I'm talking.
That was a joke.
Mike, I'm talking about the athletes. I'm talking about the athletes.
But I'm talking about the athletes are responding to something I'm tired of. I know what you're saying. You're right, by the way. But I don't disagree with the words you're saying. People are being galvanized to a degree around these tragedies. I am to the point now where I'm tired of the tragedies. I am tired of the tragedies. I am worn out. I got a message, a text message today from my friend, Vinny Goodwill, who's in media as we are, brother from Detroit. And the message simply said, I'm exhausted. I get it.
I get
Arthur,
that.
Arthur Ashe used to say that being a black man in America was like having an additional full-time job. It is. And so I want to be as encouraged as you are. I have wanted that all summer. I've called you. You know, we've had private conversations. I say, Tony, I want to get to the point where you are.
So I can't speak to your circumstance. It's not my circumstance. So I'm looking at it differently. We all look at things a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
But I'm seeing in our careers, we've always wanted athletes to live in the real world as well as this fantastic world that they live in. And now they are. This is athletes, the WNBA, the NHL, baseball, the NFL, which is doing promos for voting, registering and voting. These are young people supporting other young people who are athletes and sharing a common ideology. I'm not saying I'm crazy optimistic, but I'm saying that this seems meaningful to me.
Oh, it is meaningful. It is. Now, what's it going to do? What's it going to
do?
And Tony, that's where my cynicism comes in. That's where my cynicism comes in. I'm living right now in Chicago in a police state. And that is that way for a lot of reasons. I walked down Michigan Avenue, which I think is the greatest boulevard I've ever walked down in this country, if not the whole world. It's a police state. And I don't know what that means for me. I asked my friend Robbie Petty, who you know last night. He's in Chicago. And I said, come and meet me at Tavern on Rush. Just walk up Michigan Avenue. He said, Mike, it's a police state. I'm getting a car to go those four blocks. And we had a laugh. But I said, you're right. Take the car. Because that's the reality. And by the way, those players you talked about, those black men and women, those players, they've had that reality before. Other folks may not have known it, but they have had that reality all their lives because most of them come from neighborhoods just like I come from. The South Side of Chicago, in my case. And whether you are, whatever existence you're from, like 70% of those athletes come from these types of communities. Tony, this has been their reality. I am glad that people are now trying to prop them up and support them, us. I just don't know what it means. I want it to be, it is meaningful, but what does it mean?
As I said yesterday, thank you. Let's take a break. Coming up, does the NFL need to get more involved in the investigation into the Washington football team?
And Mike Clevenger returns to the mound for Cleveland. Are his teammates going to forgive him? Wild times.
I don't think so.
Wild times we are in.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
More headlines, starting with the response to a new Washington Post investigative piece into the Washington football team. The report includes an allegation that a member of Washington management instructed employees to create a video for owner Dan Snyder of partially nude team cheerleaders from a 2008 swimsuit calendar shoot. Also, a former cheerleader said that in 2004, Snyder suggested that she join his close friend in a hotel room. Snyder denied both allegations and called the report, quote, a hit job. The NFL condemned what it called, quote, the unprofessional, disturbing, and abhorrent, unquote, behavior alleged in the piece and then back the existing investigation by a law firm hired by Snyder. Wilbon, do you think the league is doing enough?
Not yet. Tony, I don't believe in investigations paid for, commissioned, ordered up by the team involved. Sorry. I mean, by the party that is being accused of something. And in the case of the Washington football team, that has been sexual harassment. It has been, completely improper workplace culture. And so don't tell me that just the Washington football team gets to pay for, conduct, commission its own investigation. I don't want to hear that. So in that way, the league is not doing enough. And Tony, I think that you and I, like everybody in Washington who has paid attention to this football team, which is like everybody, we continue to say, okay, how does this involve or does it involve, and if it does, to what extent, the owner of the Washington football team, Dan Snyder, who issued this statement yesterday, and we both read it closely and probably read it multiple times, and it was a strong denial, but a denial doesn't mean it didn't happen. And so, you know, I'm to the point now, Tony, where there's a lot of smoke, a lot of smoke.
Yeah, so this is the second big piece in the Washington Post, where we worked for 30 and 40 years, which we respect very, very much. It talks about the toxic culture towards women in that organization over a long period of time. Dan Snyder has apparently said, this is my responsibility and it's going to change. He's made a couple of hires in the last month or so. He hired your friend Julie Donaldson to run television and radio. He hired your alum at Northwestern, Jason Wright, to run the team. I'm not sure about this. I think it's possible that league-wide, this is the first woman ever in that position, and a black man in that position
certainly the first.
Completely running the team. And he has invited in this very well-respected law firm. Okay. I share with you the cynicism that if you're inviting the law firm in, they're not going to feel obliged to you. But I'm not sure about that. I do think this, Mike, and I know you agree with me. If there is linkage to this culture, to this owner, under the scrutiny the Washington football team is under right now, the league will seek to remove him if there is direct linkage. I believe
that
will happen.
I think that has to be determined. And it doesn't get to be determined by Dan Snyder or any law firm that he or the club hires. But it has to be, first of all, it has to be asked. I mean, there's got to be enough curiosity about it. And the question is, when you combine the two stories in the Washington Post over the last couple of months and the story in the New York Times several years ago, you know, about cheerleaders being asked to be escorts on in Costa Rica, when you start adding all these things up and the notion that we hear all the time that there's more to come, there's always that thing, there's more to come. I mean, we have to look at this with a certain cynicism. And if the NFL is not doing that, the NFL is not doing its job.
Let's take a break. But coming up, the Yankees lose Aaron Judge again.
Man. Eight Nebraska players sue the Big Ten over the postponement of the fall football season.
They're there to play football, Mike. They want to play football. Lane Kiffin says, let them come play for me at Ole Miss.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Happy time, people. Happy 50th birthday, Jim Thome. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he is not there for his fielding or his 276 career batting average. He is there for 612 home runs over 22 seasons with Cleveland, Philadelphia, the White Sox, the Dodgers, the Twins, and the Orioles. And not once was Tomy ever accused of taking steroids. Baseball players are not football players or basketball players. They are solid, but they are not usually massive. And they don't have to be tall. To see Jim Tomy standing in the dugout among baseball players, his peers, was stunning because he immediately said, "Who's that guy?" From shoulder to shoulder, Tomy was the biggest baseball player I'd ever seen. He was the embodiment of the phrase, country strong.
You know what surprised me even more than that, Tony, when I was in Cleveland for one of my 8 million trips to go and see LeBron play? I'm walking around the stadium one day, a beautiful spring day, and there's a statue of Jim Tomy in front of the ballpark. And you know what? I thought at first I was shocked, and I said, wait a minute, he's deserving. Who's more deserving, yeah, who's worn that uniform than Jim Tomy?
Happy anniversary, Ricky Henderson. On this day 38 years ago, Henderson broke Lou Brock's single-season steals record with number 119. Henderson finished the season with 130 steals, a number that may last forever, considering stolen bases are no longer encouraged in this home run and launch angle era of baseball. You can make the case that Henderson, because of his speed and power, is the greatest leadoff hitter of all time. He had almost 300 home runs. As a former working sports writer, I can tell you it could be frustrating trying to cover Henderson. One of his favorite moves was to walk past a gaggle of sports writers waiting for him pregame and say, quote, "Don't need no press today."
Best leadoff hitter of all time. What would you take if you had a team and you had to win a game tonight? Pete Rose or Ricky Henderson?
Probably Pete Rose, power notwithstanding, because he got on all the time. Happy trails once again to Aaron Judge. Judge left the Yankees' doubleheader against the Braves last night after aggravating a calf injury in the first game off the injured list. Manager Aaron Boone said Judge's calf tightened up after running to second base in the fourth inning of the second game. Since trading for Giancarlo Stanton, the Yankees have had trouble keeping him and Judge on the field together. In fact, they've only played 136 out of a possible 351 regular season games together. The Yankees have a terrifying lineup when everybody is healthy, but it seems they're only healthy for the team picture. Judge's in all these sandwich ads and Hulu ads. Maybe he ought to spend more time stretching his calf than doing these commercials.
Tony, you know what? I think of, you know, the great Yankee lineups, and while this ought to be one, if you're not out on the field, it can't be one. And so I'll take that lineup with Derek Jeter and then, you know, Paul O'Neill and all those guys. I'll take that lineup anytime over this lineup of mashers that are actually on the field together.
One omission, Mike Clevinger pitched six strong innings in his return to the Cleveland rotation and said afterwards, quote, "I made a really selfish choice. I'm walking a tightrope right now as I should be," unquote.
That's his real contrition. His teammates, I think, will get over it quickly now.
Let's go to the big finish. Damian Lillard will leave the bubble to get more tests on his sprained right knee. Your thoughts?
And forget about the series. That's over. I mean, how, you know, there's the season right around the corner. Another one, Tony. You need Damian Lillard if you're the Portland Trailblazers and if you're the NBA, because he's one of the truly bright lights. Brewers reliever Josh Hader hasn't allowed a hit all season. That's 9 1/3 innings of work. You impressed?
Of course I'm impressed. There's no hits. Stop it. 8 Nebraska football players filed suit against the Big Ten seeking to overturn the postponement of the season. Your thoughts, Mr. Big Ten?
It's not going to happen. The Bryant brothers retired. How are you going to remember them?
As a great, great doubles team. Let me get the names right. Bob and Mike, or as a friend said to me today, one of them is Luke, right? No. Last one, The Athletic reports that a neutral site World Series could take place in the Texas Rangers' new stadium. Okay by you?
Not really, but if they have the dome, you know, retracted and it's open for fresh air in October or November, I'd be better with that bit.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.